Life Audio.
The Bible Study Podcast, episode 859. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues a study of the book of Psalms, and especially Psalm 119, as we get to, I think, the final part of Psalm 119. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and it has taken a while to get through it. I think we're going to finish it today, but we shall see. There are four sections left, four letters of the Greek alphabet. Remember, this is an acrostic. But first, a word from this sponsor. The letter Qoph, Q-O-P-H. I call with all my heart, answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. Again, like every other part of this chapter, we're focusing in on the law of the Lord. And this particular section here, we get the psalmist saying, I'm calling out to God, looking for answers, looking for God to answer. And so that means the psalmist has probably unanswered prayers, things that the psalmist is wanting and has not gotten. And the psalmist is saying, I call out to you with all my heart. I will obey your decrees. Again, we're talking about the law. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. Now, it's interesting. This is almost more bargaining here in the fourth verse here. If you save me, I will keep your statutes. Versus a lot of the times we get, I do call out to you, I do obey your decrees. And sometimes we have to admit we bargain with God. If you do this, will I do this? And I don't think that's the way our relationship with one another is supposed to work. I don't think that's a relationship with God is supposed to work. You can imagine that if I said that to my wife, that if you do this, then I'll do something to please you, that may or may not go over very well. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. So the psalmist is getting up early and calling out to God because there's something urgent going on. There's something that the psalmist really needs. And you probably, I don't know about you, but I've been in those situations where you feel like there is an urgent need for help from God, whether it be healing or a new job because you're out of work or fixing a relationship that you have, or whatever it may be, this is what's going on. The psalmist is rising before dawn and crying for help. Their first thoughts, it sounds like almost every day, are crying for help from God. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Rising early, staying up late, thinking about the promises of God the whole time, and calling on God to keep his promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. A better request here. So you love me, Lord, so listen to me, please. You preserve my life according to your laws, because I'm consistent with your laws, because I'm trying to be faithful to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. The person who is writing this lives in a place that is complicated, lives in a place where there are those who are following the law and those who don't. And they're living in amongst one another, just as it is today. Those who devise wicked schemes are low. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. So remembering here in the last part of this that God is also near, and that God's statutes and commands are true, that the law is true, that the word of God is true, and is made to last. Continuing on, the next letter is Resh, R-E-S-H. Look on my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. defend my cause and redeem me, preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion, Lord, is great. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, Lord, and according with your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Obviously, there's some overlap between all of these. There's one theme in this whole chapter here, as long as it may be. So again, the psalmist is suffering and asking for deliverance. Look on my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me, preserve my life according to your promise. Again, that hint of desperation here. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Now, one of the things here it's saying, when we talk about salvation in a New Testament concept, as we've talked about before, we think of Christ and the cross and that he died to save us, again, in a spiritual sense. And yet the psalmist, when he's using the word salvation here, is probably talking about being saved from whatever is causing all this suffering that he has. And that the wicked, salvation is far from them because they don't seek out your decrees. Because they're not faithful to God, they can't expect that kind of help. Your compassion, Lord, is great. Preserve my life according to your laws, similar to that last section there. Because of what your law says, Lord, do this. And because you love me, Lord, please listen. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. And again, this common theme here, I'm persecuted, but I'm faithful. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. I'm not sure that we in a New Testament concept are called to look on anyone with loathing. I think of the verses again in the New Testament that talk about if you say you love God, but you hate your brother, you're a liar, because how can you love God who you have not seen if you hate your brother who you have seen? But I understand here this, I cannot understand the life that someone is choosing who is choosing to live apart from God. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, Lord, in accordance with your love. Again, according to how you love me, Lord, please listen to me. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Again, that theme that came up last time. Again, sin and shin are the next letters, or this is the next section. S-I-N and S-H-I-N. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. So rulers persecute me. So now we've got some problems with the government and with those who have power that I do not have. And so I'm calling on the one who has more power than the rulers. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. Is that trembling in fear and reverence for God versus not being afraid of the rulers? Not sure. I rejoice in your promise like the one who finds great spoil. And when we say spoil here, we're talking about spoils of war, that kind of spoil, not things in the fridge that have spoiled. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great treasure, like one who finds something that something unexpected. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. And we are called to hate and detest falsehood. Remember all of those verses in the prophets that talk about truth, and do you have one set of scales or two, and all of those things with, are you truthful in your dealings? And I think that's supposed to be true in business, in life, in our relationships, in our taxes, in our social media, and all of those places. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. I sometimes wonder when I'm traveling, and I think many of you know that I do a travel show besides the Bible Study Podcast. I do Amateur Traveler and spend a lot of time thinking and talking about travel as well as the Bible. And when I'm in a Muslim country and there's that call for prayer five times a day, even though I don't think that Islam is the way to God, because Jesus says he's the only way, I can respect the obedience and faithfulness of that practice of praying five times a day, of getting up early to pray, of praying late in the day. And the psalmist here is saying, I pray seven times a day. I praise you for your righteous laws. And I think it is a good spiritual practice for us not to remember God just on Sunday, but even not just to remember God once a day when we're doing our prayers or our devotions or listening to or reading the Bible or whatever it is that are your spiritual practices. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Then part of loving the law, the word, the Bible, is that it gives us direction. It helps us figure out where to put our steps so that we don't stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. Again, I need something from you, Lord. I need to be saved, and I'm being faithful. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. And I like this theme that has come up again and again here, that I am obedient not just out of obligation, but I'm obedient and I love what you ask me to do. I love what you ask me not to do. And I think one of the reasons we do that is I think of having been married for 42 years that I don't love emptying the dishwasher, for instance. I don't necessarily love hanging up clothes after they come out of the laundry, but those are things that I do. Possibly not as often as I should, but there are things that I do. But when I do them, I'm doing them out of love, not for the task, but for the one who asks. And I think that's part of what we need to think of when we think about here, I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I think it's another way of saying I love you greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. And then we're going to finish it. We're going to make it through the last section here, but this one is going to be a longer one. This is Taw, T-A-W. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. And we start the way that we end here with remembering the law of God, remembering obedience, and seeking help. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. So may you listen to what I'm crying for, what I'm asking for, because I am in need. And give me understanding according to your word. And that is certainly a great prayer, to pray for understanding. We see how Solomon prayed for wisdom when he became king. And it's great for kings to have, but it's also great for you and I, no matter what our vocations are. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. So my supplication is apparently asking God for deliverance from some situation. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. The idea here is that I get closer and closer to God and to the word of God, and that naturally from that would flow praise. To see the wonder of what God does, to see the wonder of who God is, can only result in praise. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. Now, as someone who grew up in a Lutheran tradition where we talk about law and gospel, it's easy for me to think about decrees and law and these things as negative stuff, but of course, the psalmist, all they have of the word of God are those laws, or the laws and the prophets. And so when they're saying the law is beautiful, they're really saying the word of God, that what God has taught us is beautiful, and it makes me want to sing. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. So Lord, I pray that you'll listen to me, and I'm again choosing to be choosing to be obedient to you. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. It's kind of interesting, these pairs of things here, because they don't always seem to go together. I long for your help, and I delight in your law and your word. Could be unrelated. They could be two separate thoughts, but they're certainly not given this way. And so many of these have that two-part thing of, this is what I'm looking for, this is how I regard your law, this is what I'm looking for, this is how I study your law. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. And we don't know what psalmist is crying about, what the psalmist is looking for delivery from, but it seems to imply here that their very life is at risk. May I live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me. May I live so that what I do, what I say, brings praise to God. And that's a great prayer for you or for I for this week. I have strayed like a lost sheep, seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. It's interesting, I've not forgotten your commands, but apparently I may not have followed them. So seek me out, Lord. Lord, come find me, for I have become lost. And there are days that we wander off, then there are days that we are lost. And we pray that God will come and find us and seek us and put his words of love and of praise on our lips. And with that, we finally end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast, but also this study of Psalm 119. We're going to continue on with Psalm 120 next week. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.